From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the John Lyman Center at Southern Connecticut State University, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. We are delighted to be broadcasting this week from Connecticut, home, of course, to Senator Joe Lieberman. We've talked a lot about him. He wanted to come to his homeland. He is a man who so loves the people of his state that he will continue to fight for the people of his state despite the determined opposition of the people of his state. We love his New England sense of thrift. With just one Senate seat, Connecticut gets a Democrat, an Independent, and a Republican. We haven't actually run into the senator during our visit here. Presumably, he's busy plotting his vengeance. But if he's listening, or anybody else would like to play our games, just give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Kathy from Bluebell.
Hey, Bluebell?
Bluebell.
Where is that, near Big Rock Candy Mountain? What is Bluebell?
It's actually a Philadelphia suburb. It used to be Pigeon Town, but they changed it. I think it was an old marketing concept from 1812. I'm not sure.
What's wrong with Pigeon Town?
I guess Bluebell sounded nicer.
Wow, they didn't just go for something like Smithville or something. They had to keep it colorful.
Well, yes, something like that.
Right. Well, welcome to our show, Kathy.
Thank you.
Let me introduce you to our panel this week. Say hello first to a humorist and the author, most recently, of Norman Tuttle on the Last Frontier, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Tom.
Next, a deputy editor for the Houston Chronicle, and may I say, a proud Connecticut native, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. You should come to Texas and try some Bluebell ice cream.
Mm. Oh, I can't wait.
And lastly, say hello to a man who both is and suffers from a TV personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Mo.
Kathy, welcome to our show. You're going to start us off, as we often do, with a round of Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, using his nearly magical skills of personal transformation, will now reenact for you three voices from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Okay.
Ready to go?
I am.
All right. Here is your first quote.
His face just started to turn red. I thought personally he had to go to the bathroom.
That was a 13-year-old boy named Tyler Radke. He was remembering a day 5 years ago Monday when someone, a special guest, sat in with his class as they read a story out loud, a story called My Pet Goat.
Pet Goat.
Who was that man?
Would it be our commander-in-chief, President Bush?
It would be, yes. Tyler, of course, was a member of that famous second-grade class in Florida that was reading the book My Pet Goat aloud altogether for the president during the very moment of the 9/11 attacks. Mr. Bush, as we now know, sat there for 7 minutes after hearing about the attacks, primarily, senior administration officials say, because in that time of crisis, his first concern was that the goat be reunited with Farmer Bill.
You know, I'm wondering in retrospect now that 7 minute wait, perhaps he did just go to the bathroom.
Euphemistically, of course, without leaving his seat.
Considering what had just been whispered in his ear.
It's, you know. Tyler, of course, was interviewed as part of the commemoration of the fifth anniversary of the attacks. The nation, as a whole, you know, noted the anniversary by coming together to accuse members of the other party of treason. Internationally, our farmer allies marked the day by saying, oh yeah, the U.S., it's been years since we've been together. I'm dating China now. He's much more stable.
You know, get back to that book for a minute. You know, when I'm reading to my 3-year-old and I'm getting a little impatient with the pace of the evening, I start turning 2 and 3 pages at a time.
Right.
You know? He could have at least done that.
Well, actually, we were discussing this before.
He didn't want to miss any of the yodeling.
It is a misconception that President Bush was reading the story to the kids. It's not true. He was not. What happened was is the kids were doing a program where they all read aloud together.
Oh, they were reading it to him.
And he was listening.
This completely changes my opinion of the last 5 years.
Yeah. All right, Kathy, that was very good. Here is your next quote.
I did not see it go. I'm looking to see if anything is floating.
That's a man talking about a bolt, a common bolt he lost this week during a big fix-it job. Where?
On the space shuttle?
Close enough. He was working actually on the space station. The space station. Remember the internet? Yeah. Remember the International Space Station? You should, because the way things are going down here, moving up there is becoming increasingly attractive. Anyway, astronauts from the Canadian Space Agency. Isn't that cute? Canada has a space agency.
That's so nice.
Anyway, they went for a spacewalk to install some equipment, and they dropped a bolt, which is a problem when the floor is 200 miles down. And then they went out the next day, and whoops, they did it again, those butterfingers. There's no shame in this, though, because our own astronauts managed to lose a spatula. This is true, a spatula during a spacewalk in July, which led, sadly, to the cancellation of the first ever extravehicular space pancake breakfast.
In fact, I think that's what they were adding on this time was a breakfast nook.
Yeah. A little bay window.
How do they fit the Mountie hat underneath the helmet? That must look so silly.
All right, very good, Kathy. Here is your last quote.
Poor George, he can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
That little dig at the expense of the first President Bush, H.W. Bush, was from a very colorful woman we lost this week at the age of 74. Who was it?
That would be Ann Richards.
Yes,
I believe
it would. Yes. Yeah. The former Texas governor was known for a lot of things, including a remarkable head of hair. She became nationally famous when she delivered that zinger about George H.W. Bush at the 1988 Democratic Convention. That line, in fact, turned out to be the best thing that happened to the Democratic campaign that year. Then she went on to lose re-election as governor, I think 6 years later, to a neophyte candidate who she famously dismissed as, quote, some jerk, unquote. He's now known as Mr. President. Now, to give you a flavor of the woman, we were lucky enough to have her on as a guest some years ago, and she found a pretty colorful way to tell us how much fun she had with us.
Listen, I just haven't had so much fun since pigs ate my brother.
What could that possibly mean? And yet so charming and folksy. Carl, how did Kathy do in our quiz?
Kathy had a great game, Peter. She had 3 correct answers. Kathy, you win our prize.
Well done.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doc.
An old slouch hat upon my head, a worn-out blanket for my bed, and I'll go riding down that Texas trail. Flour and bacon in my pack, my old guitar slung o'er my back, and I'll go riding down that Texas trail.